The following program is intended for mature audiences.
It's Sunday night, it's 9:01. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Peace One, and I am here, Sunday nights from 9 to 11, bringing you Can't Stop the Music, 2 hours of bubbly, cheesy goodness, the overlooked and the underappreciated. It is Can't Stop the Music special semi-annual fun drive show where we tackle the topics of education, motivation, and inspiration. And because, you know, we are educational radio, we're community radio, and we're here for what's good for you. And we're going to start with some of just generally informative things to get you fired up. But mostly want you to be fired up about making a donation to the station. We are very proud of who we are and really proud of what all 200 volunteers can do. You can give our phone volunteers a call at 622-9747 and make your contribution. We will accept and be grateful for all levels of donation. And we have swank T-shirts and cool bags and all kinds of special premiums, which we will be droning on about as we go along. Let's start with some music. We're going to get the post up and be back at you in just a few minutes. And as you know, this show will be podcast later on. So enjoy, support the station, and be all you can be, huh?
La, la. Swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule?
La, 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 la.
A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig? Yeah. Wing Bing.
May I put my 2 cents in?
Go ahead.
I mean, a pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. Like he's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, yeah, you may grow up to be a pig. You dig?
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
Hush, puppy, what do you know about fish?
Well, I'll tell you, old Sherry. A fish can't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you.
You can be better than you are.
I'll take it, Wing Ding.
You could be swinging on a star.
La, 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 la.
Be prepared. That's the Boy Scouts' marching song. Be prepared. As through life you march along, be prepared to hold your liquor pretty well. Don't write naughty words on walls if you can't spell. Be prepared to hide that pack of cigarettes. Don't make book if you cannot cover bets. Keep that pot well hidden where you're sure that it will not be found. And be careful not to turn on when the scoutmaster's around, for he only will insist that it be shared. Be prepared. Be prepared. That's the Boy Scout's solemn creed. Be prepared. And be clean in word and deed. Don't solicit for your sister. That's not nice. Unless you get a good percentage of her price. Be prepared. And be careful not to do your good deeds when there's no one watching you. If you're looking for adventure of a new and different kind, and you come across a Girl Scout who is similarly inclined, don't be nervous, don't be flustered, don't be scared. Be prepared.
When you've had too much to drink, there's certain things to keep in mind. Like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist-off cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like that badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moon a nun unless you've got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farm machinery. Get drunk with dignity.
Okay, we just made it to $9,000. We just got the phone call. All right, I'm going to play some music in a second. I want to tell you first about who it was, the guy who came through, the guy who always comes through. My father just came in from Florida. He called from the airport, and he pledged $50. All right, let's hear it.
Oh, hello there. I'm Newton Ames, talking to you on behalf of the Monolithic Oil Corporation about today's energy situation. You know, if we all just sacrifice a little, we can pull together to beat the current problems of not enough energy. And Monolithic is doing its part by killing most of the birds that nest around our beautiful oil refineries. Birds eat up a lot of food. And as everyone knows, food takes energy to grow and prepare. So the fewer birds there are, the less energy will be wasted. Now, how can you help? Well, if there are any old folks around the house, just set them outside at night. This looks like a long, hard winter, and the fewer people there are, the less energy demand there'll be. Leaving the old folks outside is nothing new. The Eskimos do it all the time. And they know a thing or two about surviving in cold weather without much heat. You betcha. When you drive, don't take your foot off the gas for stop signs, red lights, little children, or anything. A smooth, steady driving technique is the most economical. The cost in human lives, suffering, and property damage will be more than offset by the savings in gasoline. Well, I hope these tips have helped you become more aware that the blame for today's energy situation is on your shoulders and your conscience and not ours. Monolithic Oil Corporation, we want you to pay.
At WRIR, we love our listeners more than words or even music can say. That's why WRIR and our underwriters are giving one lucky listener a box full of goodies worth $500. There's a bounty of special CDs and vinyl from Plan 9 Music, plus generous gift certificates from Couscous, Exile, Maudlin Center for the Arts, Plan 9 Music, Quirk Gallery, Record Finders, and Sticky Rice. Donate $75 or more during our spring fun drive and you're eligible for entry into the drawing for this whopping prize. When you call, ask the phone volunteer for the details. WRIR, a love affair for your ears.
To accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Oh, listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
Gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
Gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You gotta got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down
to the minimum.
Otherwise,
pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark.
You got the floor.
Jonah
in the well, Noah
in
the
ark. What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they say we better accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Bing Crosby. Yeah, accentuate the positive. That's what we're doing here. It's our inspiration, education, and motivation show. I can't stop the music before that. A couple of cuts from a National Lampoon best of with Bill Murray and his younger voice. Listeners supported radio and Monolithic Oil. Before that, some helpful tips about getting drunk with dignity. Tom Lehrer with Be Prepared, and we started out with my childhood favorite, Sherry Lewis was Swinging on a Star. It's 9:15. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am always so happy to be here. There is nothing else like WRIR. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. Well, as you are bound to know, this is WRIR's Spring Fun Drive, and I always enjoy all of the excitement, having the listeners come in and be overwashed with friends, relations, neighbors, community, because we are community radio. We've had Enzo in the studio, and he is still with us, and he's got plenty of good things to tell you about how to make a difference and what we can do for you. I will start by saying, though, that you can give us a call in the studio, on the volunteer staffed phone bank at 804-622-9747.
Yeah, and speaking of community, I mean, that's pretty much what it all comes down to. It's all about the community and the community, us giving to the community and the community giving us back to us, and just how essential a project like WRIR is and has been for the past 4 years. And, you know, you can also even donate online. Ms. Swan just gave you the number. 622-9747 is, of course, the office number where you can talk to our lovely staffers manning the phones right now and pledge. Or you can also pledge online at www.wrir.org. And we've got a couple of pledges that we had in the past couple hours that came online. And I'd like to say a couple of the comments that they made while they were donating online. One of the comments that was made was by a Mr. Holmes, and he commented after he pledged. He commented by saying, "I'm just getting started with listening to your station and enjoy it so much that I've decided, what the hell, send them some money and get to know them better a little later on. I love the NPR segments you play, which no other NPR stations will play, and while I may not love the music that I hear when I find you on the dial, it is invariably something that I have never heard before. Bravo! You have no idea how essential you are to Richmond Radio." Well, we do have an idea of how essential we are, but we want you to know how essential we are. And I think, you know, we do know that you – I'm not saying that right. We do know that you know.
That we know.
That we know. Thank you. How essential we are. But now is the time to put that thought into
actions.
Thank you.
Let your wallet talk.
That's what I'm trying to say. Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Because we do run on love,
right?
But at the end of the day,
love
the
don't
landlord,
pay the bills.
The landlord likes something bigger than love.
No, a couple of landlords I know could probably get away with it, but not our landlord, nonetheless. So please pick up the phone and you know, show your support and show how you know we are essential to the station. I mean, it's one thing to say that we are essential. It's another one to prove it. So please pick up the phone and give us a call, 622-9747, 622-9747. And, of course, all the premiums we've got to give to you. And we have exclusive premiums for this show. of course, that are only available for the next 2 hours while we do the show, while Miss Swan does the show. Two CDs. One is called Gollum.
And we've played that. You've probably heard several cuts from that here. Citizens Boris by the band Gollum. Gollum really is. And it's an energetic folk punk band from New York, and it's got a lot of Yiddish influence. There's some Yiddish numbers on there that we can't play before 10 o'clock. and also Amkal, which is a Serbian gypsy band. And, you know, you can imagine how nihilistic you are if you are thinking Serbian. And that's Radio Romanista. And I'm going to play cuts from both of those right now. And the Gollum you've heard on my show, and I think I've played not this call record, but an earlier one. I like both of them very much, and they both, with their zaniness and thought-packed density, fit very well into Can't Stop the Music. But what else do people get?
Well, you know, as I said, those two, those CDs are only available on this show if you call with a $40 pledge. And, of course, also with the $40 pledge, you know, you get the brand-new T-shirts, which were designed by our very own Michael Miracle this year, and we were very lucky to have them. That's at the $40 level, the T-shirt. And we'll also give you a gift certificate for a free burrito from Chipotle, but you got to come down in person and pledge. And by all means, we still got plenty of food. Come on down in person. It's a beautiful night. Come on, take a stroll. We'll give you the bumper sticker and the schedule also for the $40 level.
And also, if you pay at the time that you pledge, you also receive those. You don't have to actually get out of your pajamas and come down here.
Oh, okay.
At 10 o'clock. No, we'll set that stuff aside if you can just pay when you call.
Or if you want to come down in your pajamas, great.
Well, you know. It depends if they're flannel. I don't, you know.
We'll have ourselves a little slumber party. But yeah,
speak
but,
for yourself.
But at the very least, you know,
I
at the very least.
I received too many offers.
I'll bet. And declined even fewer. At the very least, pick up the phone and give us a call and give whatever you can give. $40, $75, $120, $125, $200, whatever you can give, even $5 or $10. I know times are tight right now, but please, whatever you can give will be put to good use. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 622-9747, 622-9747. And, Ms. Swan will play for you a couple of cuts off those, premium CDs that are only available, during this show. And then when we come back on the next break, I'll tell you a little more about the other premiums and the other projects that we got going on, including our project that we have at the Carver area and the Smith Peters Park.
All right. So from Gollum, you know, Gollum is a animated, almost life form made from clay, brought to life by the magic of a Jewish religious scholar, and but this is probably the magic of punk. Punk Gypsy.
Boris Hoffman, you are now a citizen of the United States, so help you God.
What is the 4th of July?
Independence Day.
What is the legislative branch of our government?
Congress.
What is the Bill of Rights?
First 10 amendments of the Constitution.
Can you name the 49th state in the Union?
Alaska.
Augusta, Emporia.
And I pledge
allegiance
to my
new land,
America.
Goodbye, my old passport. I never renounce you. Passport, Russia.
If the army needs me, I will die.
How many representatives in Congress?
435.
What is the capital of your state?
It depends on where you live.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
For how long do we elect a president?
4 years.
Oh, my chérie, my little king.
Jumbo!
Oh, my Hashemi, San Beloi,
I'm Eve Pollard, and this is WRIR's Spring Fund Drive. Fund drives are a weird version of economics. Basically, we tell you what we are selling, WRIR programs, and you name the price it is worth to you. Listeners' contributions fill the gap between our underwriting and our grant from the city. When you call, you decide the monetary value of WRIR. And if you know the mission of WRIR, you know that any donation, no matter how large or small, is valued. It takes a few minutes to call with your gift or make it online. Call now. Call 622-9747. 804-622-9747 to make your gift or donate online at WRIR.org. Thank you.
No, thank you. So we listened to a couple of the CDs that are available exclusively during Can't Stop the Music. We just finished listening to Call and with Radio Romanista, and that was track number 8 with When It Is Yours, You Will Know That Song by Heart. And before that, again, one of my favorites that's come in this year from Gollum, Citizen Boris, and that was the title cut, all about the process of becoming an American.
Quite an exhaustive process. So suffice it to say, the best way to be an American is to be born here. So you don't have to know all that stuff. quite an exhaustive list of what it means to become an American. And, being an American is all about being in a community, too. You know, the community of Americans, such a diverse group of people we are here, and especially here in Richmond, Virginia, such a diverse group of community that we have established here in Richmond, Virginia. And that's what WRIR reflects for the rest of the community. We hope to be one giant mirror for the community of Richmond, that is, Richmond community. And everybody that volunteers here at the studio come from so many different parts of the community. We come from possibly every different social background, ethnic background, philosophical background, political background. I mean, everybody is represented here at WRIR, at the community that represents the community at large. And that's what we hope to, bring to the rest of Richmond. And we hope that reflects that. So, if you believe in that kind of ideology, by all means, pick up the phone and give us a call and help us out. 622-9747, 622-9747. And as I was mentioning earlier, again, it's all about community and giving back to the community and being a whole community project. One of our projects this year is going to be helping out the Carver community that's right up the road here from the station. Because the Carver community prides itself in its history. It's like WRIR, its diversity, hospitality, and a potential for the future. It was a proud working class community that was started back in the 1850s by shopkeepers and laborers. But by the mid-1950s, it faced a large... It faced challenges that were threatened to the very existence of the neighborhood, and the CACIL was developed. That was the Carver Area Civic Improvement League, and through them, they have been able to restore the community to its vibrant past, and now it's a vibrant, thriving neighborhood. And now they want to concentrate a lot of their energy and focus on the Central Park that's there, the Smith-Peters Park. And it's like their very, the Carver's very own Central Park. Smith-Peters Park is a vibrant social hub for the Carver residents of all ages. Current efforts are underway to build a shed to facilitate community activities such as barbecues and picnics. Additional funds will be used to enhance the greenery in the park, providing an inviting green landscape for passersby. So a portion of all the proceeds that are donated here at WRIR will go towards helping the CACIL make those improvements to the Smith-Peters Park. If you want more information about Carver or the plans for CACIL, you can visit the website at www.carvercommunity.info. But, so again, that's one of the the reasons community radio is so vibrant and so beneficial that we give back to the community. And that's one of our pet projects this year, is to help out the Smith's Peters Park in the Carver area. So please pick up the phone and give us a call and help out and help community radio thrive in Richmond. 622-9747. 622-9747.
Show people that you love Can't Stop the Music, won't you? We're going to continue on with education, motivation, and inspiration in our semi-annual fun drive show, because we are here to inform and educate. This next selection is from a multi-sided album for kids about happy habits, and the gentleman is listed as Wayman Whitequift, but is you'll know him from cartoons, Arthur Q. Bryan. I thought I saw a putty cat.
There's a saying that goes, all work and no play makes John a dull boy. Or was it Eva? To live without play is a very strange way for a girl or a boy or a beaver. There's a beaver with a boogie-woogie beat, a little beaver busy night and day. Always working with his tail and his feet, so a beaver has no time to play. There's a beaver with a boogie-woogie beat, and his with him is a steady swam. Oh, he doesn't mind the cold or the heat. That's the way a beaver builds a dam. Someday he'll be sorry when the dam they dedicate. He'll have a nervous breakdown from beating out that boogie beat early and wait. Eager beaver with the boogie-woogie beat. Life is meager when you work that way. Here's a motto that you should repeat. When to work, when to play each day. Now here's a fellow with a future. Or has he? And if he has, what will it amount to if he's falling to pieces? His bones ache, and he has hardening of the arteries. Ulcers from working and worrying so hard. But children, you just got to learn to relax. Work when you work and play when you play should be your motto. But this beaver stretched things too far, and where did it get him? Right in the hospital with a nervous breakdown. Why, he couldn't even be at the dedication of the dam he built. He had a lame back, a wenched wrist, a charley horse, a dislocated it was dislocated. But he did have a radio in his room, and he heard the broadcast all right. They had arranged for him to say a few words to the crowds who applauded and whistled. No, he didn't say, I am proud to be here. Nor did he wildly and ferociously tell all the growing beavers to work eagerly and be successful. He simply said, eager beaver, with the boogie-woogie beat, life is meager when you work that way. Here's a motto that you should repeat. Learn to work, learn to play each day.
You can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. There once was a girl, the sweetest in the world, but she never could seem to throw a ball. So she worked so hard every day in the yard, now she can throw the best of all. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. There once was a lad everybody said was bad, but his daddy said, I think you're really good. So over again, he tried to be a friend, now everybody likes him like they should. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. There once was a kid that no matter what she did, she just couldn't seem to do well in school.
So she studied every day before she went to play, and now she is nobody's fool. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. So listen, my friend, if you never seem to win and you're tired of always being last, just give it your best and you'll pass every test, and instead of being slow, you'll be fast. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it. Oh, you can, no, you can. You can, you can do it.
The people that want to step into their greatness are hungry. You gotta be hungry. You gotta be hungry. What is your legacy? What will your statement be? Resolve every day. Read it every day. I refuse to die an unlived life. I like to leave this with you. That mama used to love to hear me say. She said, boy, say that thing for me. And I dedicate this to you. To the greatness that's within you. Because it's there. It's there. If you want to think bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity. If neither cold, poverty, famine, or gold, sickness, or pain of body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want. If dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it with the help of God, you'll get it. You have greatness in you. You have greatness. You gotta be hungry. People that want to step into their greatness are hungry. You gotta be hungry. You gotta be hungry. To give up your time, your peace, and sleep for it. If all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity. If neither cold, poverty, famine, or gold, sickness, or pain of body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God you'll get it.
You gotta be hungry.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin? Come on, let me hear Bob Bitchin. Here he is all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitchin. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Well, listen, that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
What happened?
I saw God.
Yeah. Sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah,
tell us, Bob, what have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works, our mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one, man.
Starts with a B.
Then what is it?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
Ends with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
And you win 50 keys for the tensions mount here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Oh, boy, Bob, now you have 100 keys. Almost did. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob, for another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Okay. Two.
Yeah, I roll big joints.
I just say that's okay. They roll big joints, too. You win another 100 keys. Boy, the pressure's building. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Number three.
Behind one of those doors, Bob, number three, is 50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
number
Bob,
three,
I'm going to make you do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the reds.
No, I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or
what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other.
I'll take the bread, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four. No, no, Bob. There's only three. No, you're nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one.
Number three, man. Number three.
One, two.
One, black light, no tap backs. Okay, you chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Join us next week when we play Let's Make a Dope Deal.
What happened? Oh, I messed up, man.
And don't touch that dial because we're going to bring you America's favorite daytime dance party show, An American Bandstand, with your host, Laid Back Lenny. And Lenny will be out here to introduce all the heavy, heavy groups. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
Well, I'm sure you remember, as Enzo said, since when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, I haven't heard that since I was 12.
Cheech and Chong from Big Bamboo, Let's Make a Dope Deal. And let that be a lesson to you. Les Brown and Roy Smooth with You Gotta Be Hungry from Step Into Your Greatness. Jeff Johnson with You Can. And Wayman Wadquiff, otherwise known as Elmer Fudd, doing explaining the happy habits and using the example of the Biba. It's 9:47. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And I am always so happy to be here, and especially happy because it is our fun drive, and I have Mr. Enzo here in the studio with me.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, as we've been doing for the past couple of days, trying to raise as much money as we can, because we only do this for 8 days. That's all our fund drive goes for. And
kind of like between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Just eight
just
days.
8 days.
That's all you get.
That's
the book of life is open. And then it's decided.
Yes, the window of life. And, you know, the fund drive constitutes about 30% of our yearly budget. So 30% of our operating budget comes from you, the WRIR listener or volunteer. And we've even figured it out down to almost like the penny. It costs about $200 a day to run this station, all the electricity, you know, everything, you know, just to keep all the equipment going, all our daily news and talk shows that we air during the day. You know, we have to pay licensing fees for a lot of those shows. So, yeah, so it costs about $200 a day to keep this community radio viable and available to you. So, you know, what converts a WRIR listener to a WRIR contributor, you know, many people who donate for the first time tell us Richmond needs an independent radio station. You know, today we ask you to consider the value you've received from WRIR over the past year or 4 years that we've been on the air. What have you learned from shows like the Thomas Jefferson Hour or Democracy Now or Talk of the Nation?
Can I tell you what I've learned from the Thomas Jefferson Hour?
Yeah, by all means. Tell us what you've learned, Ms.
Thomas Swan. Jefferson has an opinion on everything.
And they're not all good, but still.
And they usually have to do with get closer to the earth.
Yeah.
And have other people do the work for you.
But still, the point being is that you learn a lot more from community-based radio and from shows like that than you're going to learn on any commercial radio station. And, you know, commercial radio station doesn't need your donations. You know, they have their own corporate sponsors. We need your donations to keep this going. You know, because, again, I mean, if you've learned anything from the Thomas Jefferson Hour, Democracy Now!, Talk of the Nations, you know, what new music have you heard on the British Breakfast, the Lotus Land Show, Global Agogo? You know, what all great new music that you learn, that you hear every week, you know, even every day, every single day you're going to hear something brand new. Every time you tune in to WRIR, you are hearing something new, all right? Now, a $40 gift makes you a member of WRIR. It's your community, and WRIR is your community radio station. So it belongs to you, it belongs to all of us, it belongs to the community of Richmond. So please show your support by picking up the phone and giving us a call, 622-9747, 622-9747. Or you can even donate online at WRIR.org. We've been getting a bunch of pledges coming in online right now, www.WRIR.org. You can even make your pledge, your donation there. Whatever you can give will be greatly appreciated.
Well, it's 10 minutes of 10 o'clock, and I see that the call CD did walk out the door, and glad that that has found a happy home. So we just have Citizen Boris for only a $40 contribution, and it is, we'll just shower you with affection. So give our friendly folks a call at 622-9747, and thank you again for all the support we have. We got a tally, and we are over $6,000.
Yes, we've made the hump over $6,000.
So there is there's a lot of love out there, and we really appreciate it. And we see that a lot, you know, I've got a lot of people reading my post, and typically have a lot of people listening online and donating it online. So, you know, living large through technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue with this education, motivation, and inspiration show here, and we're gonna got some of the best of over the last few years, and we're gonna start off with Will Powers, Adventures in Success, and we're gonna just say, make it happen.
Individual, a unique creature. There has never been anyone just like you, and never will be. You have talents and abilities no one else has. In some ways, you're superior to any other living person. The power to do anything you can imagine is within you. When you discover your real self, by practicing a few simple laws of success.
First law of success.
Take inventory of your assets. Don't be modest or critical. Be open and objective. Get a pencil and paper. Write down every good thing about yourself you can think of.
Make it happen. 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 Make it happen.
person you'd like to be. Describe your personal dress, your home, your automobile, your desired occupation, and income. Be honest. Now, go even deeper. Describe the inner person you'd like to be. Let your mind run wild. Assume you can become anything you desire. The fact is, you will become the person you honestly describe. You can't avoid it.
Make it happen. 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 Make it happen.
Concentrate on a mental image of the person you'd like to be. Paint a picture in your imagination of who you want to become. Constantly hold this visual in your mind's eye. See yourself performing and responding like a champion. Feel the confidence and courage that radiate from this type of person. Persistent in applying them.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
Today, I will snap out of it and enjoy my job. I am effective, my performance is excellent. I am a winner. My best is always achieved. I choose to be at the top with glory. I am crowned. I am joyous. It takes little to make me happy. I am tireless when I'm performing my duties. I choose to be persistent. That is how I learn. I am cheerful. My peers are encouraged. I am on top of the world. I associate with the merry. I am confident. My goals are achieved. I am always aware. Being careful is wise. I am watchful when I speak. I always think twice. I will be decisive. It is profitable to mean business. I am laborious at work. My effort is unflagging. I am punctual. My superiors know I'm dependable. I am obedient. I adapt well to changes. I will be firm. My loved ones are my dearest. I choose to be truthful. It is easy to confide in me. I am conscientious, so I play it safe. I am cautious. I use my forethought. I am delighted. Living in this world is fun. I am festive. I share my enthusiasm. I am satisfied. I always give my best. I will be upbeat. My day is flying by. I will be economical. I spend my money wisely. I am a scholar. Learning makes me insightful. I am incorruptible. I stick with my mission. I will be hardworking. The rewards are flourishing. I will encourage others. My peers have my support. I will advance. My skills are developed. I am juiced up. Life is exciting. I can prevail. No challenge is too great. I will be promoted. My job is my passion. I will improve. I get better every day. I am driven by incentives. Rewards are motivating. I choose to feel strengthened. My superiors gave me a reward. I am the best pick for the job. My performance is super. I am a champion. My effort is top notch. I am number one, the medal winner. I am a conqueror. I face difficulties head on. I am undefeated. Preparation is key. I am outstanding. Number two is not an option. I am flying high. Happiness is worth millions. I am family oriented. Community building is gratifying. I am a good companion. My significant other is pleased with me. I am playful. There are no complaints. I am prosperous. Helping others is fruitful. I will be the hero. My job is fulfilled.
Dear little one, our darling, we are eagerly waiting to welcome you to your new home, to your happy family. You are our future and the future of mankind. So come to this world happy, healthy, intelligent and brave. Be creative and loving with qualities of leadership. Let us play harmonious music and healing sounds of ancient traditions to you. Listen closely, precious one. Listen to the vibrations of pure and beneficial mantras, which will help you to grow and bring you sound health and noble thoughts. These mystical sounds will stay with you every moment. They will make your journey pleasant and joyous. As you hum along, you will be protected and balanced by the vibrations of the mantras. Your mother too, under the spell of the music and powerful chants, shall flower in health and mind, in peace and tranquility. O precious child, we await your arrival.
And now, a visit to the Fit family, who live right down the street in every town, USA. Grandma Fit is angry.
The Golden Age Bridge Club voted to disband.
Oh, Mother.
They've changed the name to the Senior Steppers Club. We're going to walk briskly 3 times a week.
Oh, that's much better for you than bridge, Mother. Now you won't trump your partner's ace anymore.
Fitness is for everyone, for life. Right, Fitness, Washington, D.C., 20201.
Become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's head did slowly go by, and feed them on your dream, the one they one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love on your dream, the one they pick, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love.
Thank you. It's 10:03. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, here on your radio and also on the internet at WRIR.org. That is Richmond, Virginia. This is Can't Stop the Music, and I am P. Swan. And I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to 11, bringing you the underappreciated and the overlooked and the bubbly, cheesy goodness. And this week's edition is all about inspiration, motivation, and education, because it is our fun drive, and we are here to do all three, to educate, motivate, and inspire you. And you are here. Hopefully we are meeting your needs. During that set, we started out with Willpower's with Adventures and Success. Snap out of it and enjoy your job from Silver Sash. And I have to say, if you are a regular listener, you have heard that before, and that is, I have really been obsessing on that particular download. It is,
Do you need it?
No, it, it charms me.
It charms you.
And it's total survey of all, aspects of that thought. Then we had, Garb Sankskar with Address to the Child, a little PSA there, and ending up with Sound Choice Karaoke with Teach Your Children. Do you have some things you'd like to tell us, Enzo, about the fund drive?
Well, yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Can we start with the phone number?
Yeah, well, by all means. The phone number is, of course, 622-9747.
Slower.
622-9747. 622-9747. I do talk fast at night. When I do the Monday morning breakfast plan, I'm a little mellower.
Yeah.
But now.
And
yeah.
You know, another way of looking at that is 804-622.
WRIR. Yes. But either way, you know, whatever you can do, please pick up the phone. And speaking of teaching your children well, you know, one of our premiums, this fund drive, is the $125 level. And when you donate at the $125 level, of course, you get everything else up to the $125 level, a T-shirt, the bumper stickers, the cooler. But for $125, we're also offering the brand-new documentary. I don't know if you've heard about this documentary. It's pretty compelling stuff. It's called Paperclips, and it is about a middle school in the mountains of Tennessee who turned a simple class assignment into an inspiring project. And it opened the students' eyes to the diversity of the world beyond their one insulated valley. By collecting one paperclip to honor every individual exterminated by the Nazis, and it's quite powerful and compelling stuff. Because WRIR, you know, the reason that we're giving you this documentary, you know, because it connects to us, because we are not afraid of programs that tackle the tough issues. Your gift pays for Democracy Now!, Talk of the Nation. WRIR airs 50 talk shows, and 10 of them are produced right here in the studios. So if you pledge right now at $125 level, we'll throw in this documentary that is powerful, powerful stuff about these young kids in the Tennessee Valley who turned their class assignment into an inspiring project. And speaking of turning, you know, assignments into inspiring projects, that's essentially what WRIR is, a project for the community that has grown and blossomed in the past 4 years, and we have done so through the generosity that you have given us over the past 4 years. You've continued to support us, and that pretty much is a proclamation that you believe Richmond needs community radio. So whatever you can do to help us out, again, we would certainly appreciate it. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 622-9747, 622-9747. We've got people waiting by the phones to take your pledge and also help you out with some premiums as well.
Well, no edition of Can't Stop the Music's inspiration, motivation, education show would be complete without your disco top 40 workouts. So we're going to work our way through quite a number of them.
All right, can we have everybody standing up? Everybody up.
And we're going to start with Jackie Sorensen. And, you know, it's also kind of a way for me to do the covers that I like to do every week. And this is just covers with dictatorial instruction lined up. And oh, before I start that though, and speaking of working out and burning calories, we do want to thank the food providers today. Everything was extraordinarily yummy. Dialogue, communication through design, started with breakfast. We had Ipanema for dinner, brought us dinner, and Chipotle.
Chipotle helped us out with lunch.
Gave us a fabulous lunch. So, and we were delighted to share it with our community. So come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime during the fun drive, and we will feed you to your stuffed. Jackie Sorensen, Southern Nights.
Jog 7 front clap, 7 back clap, lunge forward up and down, step out and cross low, two shoulders reach one, step out and cross left, two shoulders reach one, again to the right, again to the left, walk 8 circle right, 1, 2, 3. Charleston, touch side, touch, step, side, step.
I apologize.
Two more.
Anyone who can truly say that he has found a better
way. Jog 7, front clap. 7, back clap. Lunge forward, up and down. Right, left again. Step out and cross low. Two shoulders, reach one. Step out and cross left. Two shoulders reach one. Again to the right.
It's precious beauty right just beyond the
again
eye.
To the left.
Run into your soul like the story so
walking, before. Circle right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Charleston, touch side. Touch, step, land. Side, step.
Every flower touched his cold
two
hand.
More. Jog 7, front clap. 7, back clap. Lunge forward, up and down. Right, left again. Disco swing. Step side, touch back. Side, back.
Feels so good, it's frightening. Wish I could.
Two more.
Stop this.
Walk 8, circle right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jog 7, front clap. 7, back clap. Disco swing. Step side,
mystery,
touch back, side, back.
Like this and many others in the tree.
Two more. Walk 8, circle right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lunge forward, up and down.
Sky.
Right, left again. Step out and cross low.
Southern
two shoulders,
nights.
Reach one.
They
step out and cross
so
left.
It's frightening. Wish
two
I
shoulders,
could.
Reach one.
Stop this
walk 8, circle right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jog 7, front clap. 7, back clap. Lunge forward, up and down. Right, left again. 4 shoulders. Reach right feet together. Stretch. Heart
and
rate,
now, a visit
count.
To the Fit family who live right down the street in every town, USA. Pa Fit's brother Phil has come to dinner.
You had 3 helpings of pie, Phil.
I know, but it's really good. So what if I put on a few more pounds?
Oh, at your age, you need to take off pounds and exercise regularly. If you don't get more exercise, they'll be calling you Phil Fat.
Fitness is for everyone, for life. Right Fitness, Washington, D.C., 20201.
Hairboy,
hairboy,
all the way,
all the way,
every day,
hairboy,
hairboy,
in a way,
in a way,
grab your hand,
grab your hand,
let me hear ya,
let me hear ya,
fired up,
motivated,
motivated,
dedicated,
fired up,
rockin' steady,
looking good,
sounding good,
sounding good,
all to be,
Hollywood,
Hollywood,
okay,
okay,
hairboy,
hairboy,
in a way,
in a way.
Tell my girl that I am the best.
Tell my girl that I am the best.
Okay, and now Marco's Hustle Child. This is a very popular new hustle dance that they're doing in all the discotheques.
sidewalks of New York City. It's a derivative of the old cha-cha-cha. So let's bring our feet together and let's learn the hustle cha. Okay, man, you're going to start off with the left foot first, tapping the left in place. Okay, we're going to follow this with a forward step about 3 inches. Now the weight should be on your left foot. Okay, now we're going to take 3 additional forward steps, starting with the right foot. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3. Now the weight should be on the right foot. Starting with the left foot, we're going to take 2 steps backwards. Ready, go. Back, back. Okay, very good. Now let's start all over. Tap with the left foot in place. Take a forward step. Now, the weight should be on the left. Let's take 3 additional forward steps, starting with the right foot first. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3. Now the weight is on the right foot. Starting with the left, let's take 2 steps backwards. Ready, go. Back, back. Very good. Let's do the entire step. Bring your feet together, starting with the left foot first. Ready, go. Tap, step, 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 back, back. Tap, forward, 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 back, back. Let's pick it up a little. Tap, step, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tap, step. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tap, step. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pick it up. 5, 6. Tap, step. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tap, step. Cha, cha, cha. Back, back. 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 Tap, step. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now repeat after me. Everybody together. And tap, step, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 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 Tap, step, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Just like the
cha-cha. Step, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tap, step, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tap, step, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm Mary Claire Whitaker, host of The Breakfast Blend on Thursdays. This is WRIR's Spring Fund Drive. Your support has shaped WRIR into what it is today. Independent radio that engages and challenges you and sparks your imagination. Telling stories and asking questions designed to help you understand our world. During this fund drive, WRIR turns to you to ensure our mission of independent radio continues to thrive. You still want radio to matter. WRIR needs your financial support to pay for its programs. Please call with your gift. Call 622-9747, 804-622-9747 to make your gift. Or donate online, WRIR.org. Thank you.
Live music and duck pin bowling. That's how WRIR is celebrating its Spring Fun Drive on Friday, May 1st. Richmond Independent Radio invites you to the Glam Jam at the Plaza Bowl. Join WRIR volunteers at one of the bowling lanes or in front of the stage for 3 of Richmond's rockinest bands, Splork, the Islaws, and the Sad Galaxy Girls. Your donation at the door is just $5, and all proceeds benefit WRIR's Spring Fun Drive. It's the Glam Jam, Friday, May 1st, starting at 8 p.m. at the Plaza Bowl. Located at 521 East Southside Plaza, in support of WRIR Richmond Independent Radio.
Mr. President, it's a great pleasure to be around you.
Well, Earl, it would take quite a few of us to go around you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for our first leader, Richard Nixon.
Are you ready to do the exercises with me? Are you ready to get down with Tricky and work out? Well, then let's go. This is the warm-up, so bear with me because this is my first time. So be gentle. I like aerobics. You know, I remember the Halderman and Ehrlichman and I used to do them in the blue room. Chin nips and stomach bonkers for hours on end. You know, we used to do exercises all over the White House, running from subpoena to subpoena. Fanny glides in the Oval Office. Bumper jumps in the Lincoln Room. Tummy slides down into the Rose Garden. And then, of course, we did a bunch of neck blats and knee jerks. I think we'll start out today with egg rolls.
Sir, I'm sorry, but that's head rolls.
Oh, I prefer egg rolls. I haven't had lunch yet. You know, the trouble with doing egg rolls is you do one and then an hour later you want to do another one. That's a little Asian humor there. All right, I'm ready. Let's do some shoulder lifts.
Wouldn't you like to change into some exercise clothes?
Well, these are my exercise clothes.
A blue suit?
Yes, but I'm wearing garters and a cummerbund.
Okay, they're waiting, sir. Let's go on.
Well, the first thing you have to do is make sure that the hanger is out of your suit. And then you lift up your arms high over your head and make a V sign like this. Now, lift and one and lift and two and lift and down and one and lift and two and lift.
Hold it. This is Jane Fonda. I know what's right and you're not doing it right at all. I'll do it right. Hold it. I'll do it. Just let me do it.
Listen, Jane, this is my record. You have your own.
Well, of course, we know your record, and it is a disgrace.
That's a cheap
now,
shot.
I'll do it. I know what's right. I know what's left. I know what's up. I know what's down. I know everything there is to know about exercising, so I should do it. You should not.
Oh, go find a cause and sit on it.
I did. I married him.
My exercises are going to be better than yours.
Your exercises are my exercises. What did you do? Break into my office and steal...
I never stole any exercises in my life. I never did anything wrong. And furthermore, I'll never do it again.
I just don't believe you. What's in your pockets?
May a diseased yak squat on your golden pond.
Oh, how crude. How rude.
All right, deep knee bends here. And a one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a bend, and a one, and a deep, and a two.
Just a minute, please. How come we have to do the exercises, and you aren't doing them at all?
Shh! This is a record album. No one can see me.
I thought that, too. But just because people can't see you doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing it.
Now, listen. I spent a lifetime doing things people couldn't see. Now, a one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a five, and a one, and a bend, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a back, and a one, and a two, and a three.
The music has stopped. I think the tape has been erased.
Well, what are you talking about? I hear music. And a four, and a one, and a bend, and a down, and a three, and a four.
Dick, I think the tape has definitely been erased.
Don't you think I know erase tape when I hear it?
Now, wait a minute. How can you hear erased tape?
I can hear it. I can hear erased tape. See, I've recorded lots of erased tape in my day. All right, now let's do some jowl stretches. And a one, and a two, and a three, and a four.
Hold it, please. My watch seems to be missing.
All right, Teddy, let's not start anything here. Don't look at me. You know, wherever I go, people say things are missing. And then they always look at me. And I'm getting sick and tired of it. One, and a two, and a three, and a one. I'm hard.
I can't seem to find my ID. Who am I?
Oh, my earrings are gone.
And a dip and a bounce and a dip and a bounce and a two and a three and a four.
Hey, I can't find my comb.
Wait a minute, I can't find my watch and my car keys are missing.
Oh, God, my hearing aid is gone. And all of Nancy's china.
And finally, the most difficult aerobic. I'll do it first to show you. One and a two and a three and an upside down. Now, stand on your hands and then shake your little buns. Oh, my God, what's happening?
That is my watch. And look, my car key's there.
There's my comb. Oh, and Mr. President, there's your hearing aid.
What?
I said, there's your hearing aid.
Did you say that we're not going to be paid?
Now, listen, let's work now on some prison exercise.
Stretch and sweep, feet apart, arms to the ceiling. Here we go. Stretch, right, bounce, bounce, bounce. Sweep the floor, slowly up. Stretch, left, bounce, bounce, bounce. Sweep the floor, slowly up. Again. Sweep. Sweep the floor and up. Feet together. Let's reach and lunge. Reach right, left, right, left, lunge, right, heel down, up, down, up, down. Reach left, right, left, right, lunge, left. Keep it going.
Exercise 2. Waist. Starting position. Stand tall, legs apart, hands at sides. Movement 1. Bend to left from waist. Slide fingertips down left leg. Movement 2. Slide hands up left leg as you raise trunk. Repeat these movements on right side. Bend left, up. Bend right, up. Down, up. Down, up. Exercise 3.
We're not listening to exercise 3. We've listened to about all of that we're going to take in. Let me see why my headphones aren't giving me the volume I need. Okay, that's much better. Oh, it is 10:30 here. I can't stop the music. The evening is just whizzing by, and I'm a little out of breath from those exercises. It is the education, motivation, and inspiration version of Can't Stop the Music, just in time for the fun drive. If you are ready to give, call us at 804-622-WRIR. We do have lots of great swag for you, although both of the specialty CDs have been given away during my show, and I am honored to have avid listeners who want their swag.
Yes, like Michael Leese just called and with his donation, and he picked up the second CD, the Gollum CD, that he was interested in, and pledged his support for community-based radio right here in Richmond, Virginia. Please do the same, and pick up the phone as well, 804-622-9747, 804-622-9747, or by all means, you know, if you're listening in on the internet right now, www.wrir.org. You can always pledge online as well. Just follow the link there on the homepage, and it will tell you exactly how you can pledge your support for Richmond-based independent community radio.
WRIR welcomes Underwriter Quirk Gallery, offering a carefully selected collection of artist-made jewelry, practical and clever gifts, and fine crafts. In the shop and in their gallery, Quirk features local and national artists recognized for uninhibited use of materials, delightfully mixing tradition and experimentation. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 311 West Broad Street, 804-644-5450, QuirkGallery.com. Well, that fanfare heralds the introduction to Outsider Royalty, which we have most weeks here at Can't Stop the Music. And this week's Outsider Royalty is one selection with a little commentary afterwards. And this selection is a piece by a fairly well-known Canadian, French-Canadian actor, Guy Provost. And this is a seven-minute installation of how to do moose calling. And it's, you know, obviously in light of hunting moose. And I did refrain from all the jokes that we played in October and leading up to the November election about helicopter hunting of moose. But this is for serious moose hunters, Guy Provost, moose calling, French-Canadian style.
Moose hunting is an exciting sport. in which the hunter must use all his skills. This is why Elan has retained the services of expert hunters to teach you the art of calling your own game. The moose call cannot be imitated perfectly by any instrument. The horn is used solely to intensify your voice. A horn may be made with the bark of white birch. If no bark is available, a piece of thin cardboard or tar paper can be used. To call, hold your horn between the palms of your hands and squeeze your nostrils with your thumbs. The call taught here is that of a cow moose looking for a bull moose. In imitating this cry, you will be able to draw a bull moose close to you. Take a deep breath and repeat the call given by the expert hunter. A moment's silence is left for this purpose. The sound is not made in the horn, but must come from deep within you. Start with the sound. Do not prolong the last syllable, because the call is not mooing. Give it a lot of life, as you are not imitating a simple sound. You are speaking the language of a living animal. The bull moose may come to you without answering the call. If he answers and is far away, he will do it in this manner. When he approaches the place from where the call is made, it will be... The bull moose, in search of a cow moose, cries this way. Be ready to recognize it. At times, the bull will strike his antlers against a tree. You will hear this. The young also has its own language when looking for its mother. The mother answers him thus. If you are near a lake or river, remove all mistrust in the moose coming towards you by simulating the walk of the female in the water. Plunge a paddle or stick about 8 inches in the water and move it briskly to and fro. Imitate also the female urinating. Close the small end of the horn with your hand and fill it with water. From a height of about 3 feet, empty the horn into the lake or river at a varying rate. All these sounds, well performed and in proper sequence, give a perfect imitation of a cow moose moving in the water. Now, how to use your knowledge. Make a faint call of the cow moose and wait a few minutes. If nothing indicates the presence of a moose nearby, repeat the call louder this time. You will note that this is the method demonstrated on side B of this record. Wait 4 or 5 hours before making another series of calls. Make these calls at dawn or dusk. Withdraw 50 to 100 yards from your place of call, keeping in mind that the moose will come directly to the point of call and that an unobstructed view is preferable. Avoid all noise and try not to give away your presence in any way. Elan wishes you good hunting. Respect the laws of the forest. Be careful, and you will always have a happy outing. Above all, do not forget this guarantee of success.
I shot a moose once. I was hunting upstate New York, and I shot a moose, and I strap him onto the fender of my car, and I'm driving home along the West Side Highway. But what I didn't realize was that the bullet did not penetrate the moose. It just creased his scalp, knocking him unconscious. And I'm driving through the Holland Tunnel, and the moose woke up. So I'm driving with a live moose on my fender. And the moose is signaling for a turn, you know. And there's a law in New York State against driving with a conscious moose on your fender Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And I'm very panicky. And then it hits me. Some friends of mine are having a costume party. I'll go. I'll take the moose. I'll ditch him at the party. It wouldn't be my responsibility. So I drive up to the party, and I knock on the door. The moose is next to me. My host comes to the door. I say, hello. You know the Solomons. We enter. The moose mingles. Did very well. Scored. Some guy was trying to sell him insurance for an hour and a half. 12 o'clock comes. They give out prizes for the best costume of the night. First prize goes to the Berkowitzes, a married couple dressed as a moose. The moose comes in second. The moose is furious. He and the Berkowitzes lock antlers in the living room. They knock each other unconscious. Now I figure here's my chance. I grab the moose, strap him to my fender, and shoot back to the woods. But I got the Berkowitzes. So I'm driving along with two Jewish people on my fender. There's a law in New York State. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and especially Saturday. The following morning, the Berkowitzes wake up in the woods in a moose suit. Mr. Berkowitz is shot, stuffed, and mounted at the New York Athletic Club. And the joke is on them because it's restricted.
Well, did you get your moose dose? Yeah, that was one of our donors on Friday night, my dear friend Phil, was asking about that routine. It's Woody Allen from his stand-up comedy years with the moose jokes. And before that, no laughing matter at all, was Guy Provost with moose calling French-Canadian style, all for the purpose of hunting and questing. We are getting towards the end of Can't Stop the Music's education, motivation, and inspiration show for the Spring Fun Drive. It's been an honor to be here, and I do I really do love this station, and I'm so proud of all the programming it brings, and it's the quality news and music, and I listen all the time, and I'm fills a really strong role in my life, and I know from the enthusiasm and the repetition of the listeners that there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way. All those hard people, hardcore committed. It's 10:44. We'll be here till 11 o'clock and then turn it over to Mixtape. I am Swan, and I am here with this Friday morning, Monday morning breakfast blend DJ Enzo. Do you have anything you need to add if I allow you to speak into your microphone?
Please. Of course, you know, it's never too late to call and pick up the phone and help us out. 622-9747, 622-9747. And if you're up early tomorrow morning on the Monday morning breakfast blend, by all means, it's going to be a beautiful morning outside. And, you know, the weather's going to get hot and oppressive later on in the day. But go out for a little stroll in the morning and come on by and have a cup of coffee with me before you head on out to work. Stop on by and have some coffee with me and make your donation in person. I'd love to see you. I'd love to hang out with me in the studio. And, hell, I may even put you on the air. You never know.
Well, our last set for this edition of Can't Stop the Music is some warnings and some reminders about nuclear holocaust. So we're going to start out with some civil defense information about if the bomb falls, work through some shelter advertising, and some general aspects of the end of the world as we know it.
The threat of nuclear warfare is a threat to all of us. How can we live with this threat? Our best life insurance may be summed up in four words. Be alert. Stay alert. This will take some doing on your part. It will take ingenuity. It will take fervor. It will take the desire to survive. There's no doubt about it. If you live within a few miles of where one of these bombs strike, you'll die. It may be a slow and lingering death, but it would be equally as final as the death from the bomb blast itself. You'll die unless you have shelter. Shelter from the intense heat and the radiation that is the byproduct of a nuclear explosion. Some of this radiation disappears in the twinkling of an eye. Some of it lingers for thousands of years. You must have protection against that radiation. A home shelter can provide that protection. The Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization has given long study to the problem of home shelters. It's been found feasible, practical, and also fairly cheap. Thus, the President of the United States has urged a program of home shelters. The OCDM has provided plans for them. They're contained in a booklet called The Family Fallout Shelter. And booklets will be found with this record album. Let's assume bombs fall before you have time to prepare a shelter, or while you wait in the belief atomic war will never come. We can always hope that man will never use such a weapon, but we should also adopt the Boy Scout slogan, be prepared. The first alert is sounding. You hear it in the background. What will you do? There are three courses of action open to you. They'll vary in different sections of the country. Evacuation can lead to massive death tolls if carried out in big cities by panic-stricken people. In some places, you're advised to leave the city or the target area if it's known. In other places, you're told to seek shelter in pre-established areas or go to your own family shelter. For since the advent of the intercontinental missile, the time available for evacuation now can be measured in minutes instead of hours. So, off to the shelter. Listen to civil defense instructions on your car radio if you're driving. Stay tuned to the Conrad channels, 640 or 1240 kilocycles, whichever you can hear better. It may be safe for you to leave your house after a few hours, or it may be as long as 2 weeks or more. 2 weeks with very little food or water, tension, unaccustomed closeness. 2 weeks with sanitary facilities most likely not operating. No lights, no phone, just terror. By all means, provide some tranquilizers to ease the strain and monotony of life in a shelter. A bottle of 100 should be adequate for a family of four. Tranquilizers are not a narcotic and are not habit-forming. Ask your doctor for his recommendation. No one knows if you'll ever need a shelter. But in this atomic age, it's wise to be prepared. The best advice your government can give you is alert today, alive tomorrow. Meanwhile, let's go back and summarize some of the essential facts you'll need to know to survive a nuclear attack. First, learn the warning signals. The alert signal is a steady blast on a siren or fire horn of 3 to 5 minutes duration. This is how it sounds. The take cover signal is a wailing tone or a series of short blasts of 3 minutes duration. Radio to the Conrad stations, either 640 or 1240 kilocycles. Listen carefully to the instructions. Your life depends on how well you follow them.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.
Nuclear Holocaust is possible.
A shelter will offer you protection.
Today, that protection is offered in the economical, survive-all, civil defense-approved combination steel and concrete block fallout shelter, available with a basic equipment kit.
Economical, but priceless.
But have you heard, haven't heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? A loving mother, have you heard,
have you heard about the world
coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, my Lord, they won't have nowhere to go. I tell you, have you heard,
have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And
brother, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? Brother, have you heard about the world is coming to an end, Almighty? Some will be running from door to door, they won't have nowhere to go. Brother, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
Tell me, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And tell me, have you heard about the world coming to an end? And mighty, and some will be running from door to door, and they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And
tell me, have you heard about the world, Lord, coming to an end, yes, Almighty? Tell me, have you heard about the world, Lord, coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about this world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
A loving deacon, have you heard? Have you heard about the
world a coming to an end, Lord Almighty.
A loving deacon, have you heard?
Oh, have you heard about the world a coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, and Lord, they won't have nowhere to go.
Tell me, have you heard?
Oh, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
A brother, sister, have you heard?
Have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
Brothers and sisters, have you heard?
Oh, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, my Lord, they won't have nowhere to go.
Tell me, have you heard?
Oh, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
A loving pastor, have you heard?
Oh, have you heard about the world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
A loving, have you heard about this world coming to an end, Lord Almighty? And some will be running from door to door, my Lord, they won't have nowhere to go. Tell me, have you heard about this world coming to an end, Lord Almighty?
This natural disaster recovery announcement is brought to you by this station and the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Floodwaters can often force snakes into places they are not usually found. To protect yourself and your family, take the following safety precautions. Keep a heavy stick or other weapon handy. During cleanup work, wear heavy leather or rubber high-topped boots and heavy gloves. Wear pants legs outside your boots. Always cover your hands, feet, and other parts of your body. Be very careful around debris and keep children away from it. Use rakes, pry bars, or other long-handled tools when possible. When you see or hear a snake, avoid sudden movements. If you remain still, the snake may leave. If after a few minutes the snake doesn't leave, slowly back away from it. If someone is bitten by a snake, seek medical help immediately. For more emergency recovery information, contact your county office of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Seems like some old crooked communist wants to get what isn't his. They got their missiles in Cuba, so please stop playing that tuba. Take your rifle in your hands and make a stand. Uncle Sam is calling you and he needs everyone. You know how to fight a fight and how the West was won. Uncle Sam is calling you, so don't you hide and run. Keep the son of a gun from dropping the bomb. Keep the son of a gun from dropping the bomb. Keep the son of a gun from dropping the bomb. The bomb, the bomb.
Дорогие товарищи, добро пожаловать на 25-е генеральное заседание Центрального комитета Коммунистической партии Советского Союза. В эти трудные времена не выпала особая честь представить вам Сумчаренко особого гостя. Это представитель пролетарского фольклора, из Ниньегу веселый музыкант. Handsome Hunk and the Lonesome Boat.
Women.
they sure were a lively band. I thought I was in heaven, and all these angels were mine. But I woke up and I ended the dream, cause I had to get to work on time. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. No, I can't tell you where I've been, cause I can't make it Sunday. I go back again to those 13 women and me, the only man around. Well, 13 women and me, the only man around. I say, yeah, 13 women and me, the only man around.
It is 11 o'clock. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am and will continue to be P-Swan. I'll be turning over the reins shortly to Mixtape. I'm glad that you've been listening and you've been supporting the station. We've reached well over $6,400, and that is because of the generous support of listeners like you. And give us a call. The phones are going to shut down in a couple of minutes, but you can donate online, WRIR.org, or you can call the studio at 804-649-9737. Do you have anything in passing, in wrapping up, you'd like to say, Enzo?
This is just the third day of the
fun
drive.
Two and
a half days of the fun drive. So we still got all week to go. So we understand if you haven't been able to give as of yet, you know, maybe hopefully later on in the week, just keep it in the back of your mind, to fester at least for the rest of the week, and pick up the phone eventually and pledge whatever you can. 622-9747, 622-9747. You got until Friday, people. No,
Saturday.
You got until Saturday at the very least. So, throughout the next week, just keep it in your mind to pick up the phone at some point and pledge your support for community-based independent radio right here in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, listen for us next week when we have more of the overlooked and underappreciated on Can't Stop the Music. We're going to got a little bit of George Carlin and then some health tips, and then I'll release everything to Matt. And mixtape. Have a great week.
And a similar mystery to me, motivation books, motivation seminars. Why would anyone need to be motivated by someone else? I say if you lack motivation, a seminar isn't going to help you. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club. That'll motivate you. Or else it'll at least get you up and moving around the room. You know, locate your socks, shit like that. Get the day rolling. Motivation is bullshit. If you ask me, this country could use a little less motivation. The people who are motivated are the ones who are causing all the trouble. Stock swindlers, serial killers, child molesters, Christian conservatives. These people are highly motivated. Highly motivated. Yeah. And anyway, I think motivation is overrated. You show me some lazy prick who's lying around all day watching game shows and stroking his penis, and I'll show you someone's not causing any trouble, okay? All right.
Hello, and thank you for calling Health Extension, brought to you by York Health System Auxiliary.
We're glad you called us for information about masturbation. It's a subject many people feel uncomfortable with and don't talk about. Masturbation is touching and handling your sex organs in a way that creates pleasurable sexual feelings. It doesn't make you go crazy or blind, give you zits, put hair on your palms, warts on your hands, or make you sterile or weak. A lot of these old stories are still around, even though today we know that masturbation is not physically harmful. In fact, masturbation is a normal and natural sexual practice for both males and females. It's very common among kids aged 3 to 6 and among young people. Some figures show that as many as 90% of the total male population masturbates, as does 35 to 65% of the total female population. No matter what people say about it, they do masturbate. Masturbation during the teen years is not only normal and natural, but very common. In early adolescence, certain hormone changes take place in your body, and you start feeling physical tension, primarily in the sex organs. This tension builds up, and you can feel very uncomfortable until you find a way to release it. Masturbating is a natural way to release this tension. It's an outlet for the strong sexual urges that develop during early adolescence, especially among boys. For most young people, masturbating is a good and safe substitute for having sex with another person. Masturbation isn't physically harmful, but if you masturbate and are afraid it will create problems for you or feel guilty about what you're doing, it can be psychologically harmful. Thus, masturbating doesn't mess up your body, but if you feel guilty and anxious about it, it could mess up your head. Only you can decide if the physical pleasure is worth the psychological hassle. Some people feel masturbation is okay for them as long as they don't overdo it. This brings up the question, well, how much is too much? It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't develop any normal friendships or don't have a social life, but instead spend all of your spare time alone masturbating, it may indicate a serious problem. The problem, however, is not masturbation, but lack of social development. It's like watching television or eating. That's all you do. It shows you're having problems dealing with other parts of your life. Now, we'd like to discuss two more things about masturbation. One is fantasies or daydreams you may have while doing it, and the other is a warning against using certain kinds of objects. First, fantasies. Many people have sexual thoughts about all sorts of things while they're masturbating. They may feel guilty about these thoughts or afraid of them. Whatever these fantasies are, it's important to remember they're nothing to feel guilty or afraid of. They're only daydreams. Strong sexual urges help create them. Now, the warning about masturbating with certain items. Most people, males and females, use their hands to stimulate themselves. This is a safe way to masturbate. However, some people choose to use objects. Women, for example, may put objects shaped like a penis into their vaginas. Men may use a round object like a toilet paper tube. These objects are dirty and infection could result. Sometimes males try putting something into the end of the penis. This is dangerous because it could carry germs inside and cause infection, or could get pushed too far inside and have to be removed through surgery. Or females sometimes use bottles. This is also dangerous. The bottle can create a vacuum in the vagina and get stuck. If this happens, only a doctor can remove it. We'd like to repeat that hand stimulation is the safest way to masturbate. You'll probably hear a lot of dumb and scary things about masturbation from people who just don't know the facts. Remember the things we've discussed, especially the part about masturbation not hurting you physically unless it's done with unclean or unsafe objects. We hope the information we've given you will help you understand and accept this normal and natural sexual urge. If you'd like to talk further about masturbation, you may want to talk to your family doctor, pediatrician, nurse practitioner, or school nurse. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Health Extension, sponsored by York Hospital Auxiliary. Goodbye.
Let's whip it on! And the way we're going to whip it on is with a group of exercises affectionately known as the Daily Seven. They are, number one, side shuttle hops. Number two, trunk benders. Number three, toe touchers. Number four, bend and reach. Number five, trunk twisters. Number six, bend and thrust. And number seven, push-ups. Now we've talked about it. Are you ready?
Yes, sir!
All right, then. Let's whip it on.
Yes,
we're going to start first with side straddle hops. Feet together. Arms straight down to the side. Start on my count. Are you ready?
Yes, sir!
Exercise. One, two, three, one. One, two, three, two. One, two, three, three. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 5. 1, 2, 3, 6. 1, 2, 3, 7. 1, 2, and halt. Number two, trunk benders. Feet apart, hands on the hip. We're going to go to the left side first. Ready? Exercise. 1, 2, 3. 1. Left side, back. Right side, front. 1, 2, 3, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. 2, 3, 5. That's it. 1, 2. Yeah. 3, 7. Last one. 1, 2, 3. Hold. That's good. Number three coming up. toe touches, feet apart, arms straight out to the side. We're going to carry the right hand and touch the left toe first. Ready? Exercise. One, two, three, one. One, two, three, two. One, two, three, three. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, five. One, two, three, six. One, two, three, seven. One, two, three, four. All right. That's good. Number four. Bend and reach. Keep your feet right where they are. Put your hands on your hips. Bending over, I want you to touch the deck right in front of your feet. Ready? Exercise!